Welcome to Mr. Biz Radio, biz talk for biz owners. If you're ready to stop faking the funk and take your business onward and upward, this show is for you. And now, here's Mr. Biz, Ken Wentworth.
All right, welcome to another episode of Mr. Biz Radio with me, Mr. Biz, Ken Wentworth. And we are going to delve into a topic. We were talking about this a little bit before the show started. I've been wanting to have someone on to talk about this, these related topics for probably 18 months, maybe 2 years now. And I just haven't found anyone that I felt comfortable with having this conversation that had enough knowledge base around some of these things. And I'm very happy to say we've got someone this week. I'm very much looking forward to it. We're going to talk about a bunch of different things, but really a big part of this is our guest this week, who I'll do a formal introduction here, but to give you a little bit of a preview. So he's written a book recently that's an Amazon bestseller called The End Is Now Coming. We're going to talk about the formation of the New World Order. We're going to talk about dangers of central bank digital currency, mm-hmm. the dangers of eliminating fossil fuels and going green, and just all sorts of things related to that. So I'm looking forward to it. Our guest this week is Mr. Ken Bailey. He's an author, international speaker, and entrepreneur. He has been a small business owner, and he's currently the president of Alms International, a global nonprofit which he founded to feed and clothe the poor. Ken, welcome to Mr. Biz Radio.
Ken, thank you for having me. And it's just a pleasure to be on the show with you, and appreciate all you, you do, your podcast, your radio programs, your team there. I'm excited to join you today.
Yeah, no, look, I'm not just blowing smoke. I've been looking forward to having you on ever since we first talked months ago now. Like I said, I've been wanting to talk about this with someone on the show. I'm looking forward to it. Before we start diving into that all, Ken, I know, as I mentioned during the intro, you've been a business owner, I think that. Tell us a little bit about your career, your entrepreneurial journey.
Yeah, sure. Ken, my father died when I was 12, and my mother had never worked outside the home. So that plunged us into poverty. And I started mowing lawns and doing things like that to pick up some money for myself. But my first real job was after I got, first company that I started was after I got married. In the summer, I opened up and purchased a bike rental business near Santa Fe, New Mexico, where people came and attended a large conference center throughout the summer. And we would rent bicycles to them to ride around the conference grounds in the afternoon. So we had 100 bicycles that I maintained and took care of, and did that for 4 years. And then following that, my wife and I had put ourselves through college waiting tables at numerous restaurants to, you know, come up with income and have flexible schedules to go to classes and things like that. So this is kind of a quick humorous story for your listeners and viewers, but we bought a home in Colorado. It was a three-story, 1918 old dilapidated home, but it had great potential. So I was up on the scaffolding with my wife one evening in the summer, and we were painting it, doing the work ourselves. And a neighbor came by and said, "Hey, you want to go to have pizza with us tonight?" Now, this is a small mountain town in Colorado. I didn't know of any pizza restaurant, though my wife and I had worked at Pizza Hut when she was at college. And so I said, "Oh, well, where are you going?" "Well, we're going down to the convenience store, Conoco, and they have a little oven in there, and they heat up frozen pizzas, and we're going to sit in a booth and have pizza." And I go, "No, I think, count me out." I told my wife for years, one day I'm going to open a pizza restaurant and we're going to find the right town. And I looked at her and I said, "I think we found the right town." And within a year we had opened up that. And it was a large restaurant. The equivalent inside of three Pizza Huts in one. And we went on to add barbecue and have about 20 employees and things like that. I was asked to franchise to help a few friends get started, but I didn't want to pursue the franchise business. But we were risk takers, and you've got to be a risk taker if you're going to open up your own business whatever that ends up being. Then I went on to keep that open, and I added a stockbroker office. We bought the building we were in, and I opened up the first branch office for a new company, a financial services company, and that went well. And they went on very soon to ask me to come to Washington State to be the president, run the entire a company. But I didn't want to do that. I wanted to remain in Colorado and raise my kids there. So I passed on that. And ultimately, that wasn't my purpose in life. I was making a lot of people a lot of money, But you can imagine, Ken, I was had two phones going and multiple computer screens in front of me, watching the markets all day, reading the Wall Street Journal, and up late and up early to stay on top of the markets at all times. So that was I did that for a season. And I was in the school business. Then 10 years ago, I opened our nonprofit. I'm the founder of it along with my wife, and the name of it is Alms International. And as you said, we feed and clothe the poor all over the world and provide financial assistance to do them. Near Colorado here, we go down to Arizona and have for 10 years and do a lot of work on the Navajo reservation, feeding, clothing, taking firewood, financial assistance, and helping them. So then now most recently, Ken, the author of this new book right here, The End Is Now Coming, selling that book, and then international business speaker as I travel the world with the nonprofit and speaking about issues. And I'm a geopolitical expert on the Middle East and Israel. So that's kind of a 30,000-foot view of kind of what I've done in the business world as an entrepreneur over the years.
Well, Ken, I got to tell you, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention. So I have to point all these out. So I feel like you're a brother from another mother, because not only do we share the same first name, we're both, as you mentioned, both into strength training. We're both business owners. We both, were making our chops early on, mowing lawns. I was mowing lawns in a very hilly area, like all this other craziness. Both worked in the financial services industry. Doing all these different things. There's so many different, we're both authors. There's so many things that are, we have in common. It's kind of uncanny. And I should tell everyone, Ken mentioned before the show, he said, I know we have the same first name. If you want to call me Kenny, that's fine. I'm like, well, I said, I'm glad you mentioned that, because anyone in my family knows, I told Ken this, I was 13 or 14 years old, someone called me Kenny. And I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. Kenny died when I was 12. Kenny's a little kid. Like I don't go by anyone. I said, the only people who call me Kenny, and she did till the day she died, was my grandmother. This mm-hmm. She just passed away a few years back. So here I am, in my 40s, my grandmother's calling me Kenny, but she was allowed to. And my mom's allowed to, even she calls me Ken now though too. But so a lot of commonalities there, Ken. So especially with all the businesses you've started, and those are some difficult businesses, by the way. I mean, anything in the food service industry, difficult. Obviously, yes. Starting a brand new stock brokerage, difficult. We've got limited time here. So I want to ask you, with that experience, what is like one characteristic do you think is key to being a startup new business owner?
Yeah, you have got to have a tremendous work ethic. And I know you and I share this same belief. If you're lazy now, or you just lack motivation to be doing what you're doing right now, and you're thinking about opening a business, it's not going to magically work. You have got to have great discipline to open a business. And I would say it's critically important to hire the right people, reward them when it's appropriate, praise them when they've done something well, and share profits when you can with your valued employees, and you'll keep them.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. Anyone who watches or listens to the show knows I preach those values as well. I think they're super important. Guys, we're going to hit a break here. Again, we're talking with Mr. Ken Bailey. You can find out more about his nonprofit at almsinternational.com. We'll put that in the show notes as well. You can also follow Alms International on Facebook. We'll come back after the break on Mr. Biz Radio.
If you would like to reach hundreds of thousands of business owners every week, Mr. Biz Radio can help. Our show airs globally 7 days a week for more than 25 hours across several internet radio stations, plus 20-plus podcast platforms. Also, video exposure on the new exclusive Mr. Biz Network streaming channel, which gets blasted to 100-plus streaming platforms, and the Mr. Biz YouTube channel, and our 350,000 social media followers multiple times every week. Join Mr. Biz Nation as an advertiser by emailing us at info@MrBizSolutions.com.
Attention, Mr. Biz Nation. We have an exclusive offer just for you. Get lifetime access to scarcity countdown timers and logic links for only $69. Yes, you heard it right. Only $69. These tools will add urgency to your email campaigns and website pages, helping you increase conversions, sales, and capture more leads. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Visit GetPulseTools.com now and take your business to new heights.
Got a question for Mr. Biz you want answered on air? Email it to info@MrBizSolutions.com. Now, once again, here's Mr. Biz.
All right, welcome back to the show. It is time for Mr. Biz Tip of the Week. And this tip, you guys will hear a theme here on these tips. It's about taking action. And the tip this week is stop talking about it and start being about it. Mm-hmm. I'm sure every one of you out there watching, listening, have a friend, have a family member who's always got some grand idea. Uncle Bob, cousin Jimmy, right? Oh man, I got this idea. We're going to do this. And then you talk to them 6 months later and you're like, hey, how's that coming along? Like, oh, well, now they got a new idea. Like they're always talking about it. They're never being about it, right? And some people are, right? But those kind of people could be extremely successful, but they're just not executing. They're not taking the action. And I think a lot of times, most often, it's out of fear. They're fearful of not being successful. They're fearful of failure. You can't be that, especially if you want to be an entrepreneur. Ken mentioned it in the first segment. You got to be able to take those risks. You got to be willing to take those risks. You're going to make mistakes. I don't care how smart you are. You're going to make mistakes. That's okay. Bob and weave. Figure it out as you go along. You're never going to be 100% ready for anything. You got to be able to take those risks. Stop talking about it. Start being about it. So that's the tip this week. Again, we're talking to Mr. Ken Bailey. Ken, I know, again, your book, The End Is Now Coming, Amazon bestseller. We talk about a lot of these things, but I want to really start off with that. This is one I'm most curious to talk about. So I want to really start with this one. You had mentioned the dangers of a proposed, there's a global pandemic action that's being voted on coming up here in May of 2024 here. So in about a month, it's going to be voted on. And some of the damages that can cause. Tell us about what that is and the damage that it might cause.
Yeah, Ken, there is the World Health Organization, WHO, going to say it again, mm-hmm. World Health Organization is teaming up with the UN, the United Nations, and the Biden administration, the U.S. is pushing it to come to, they talked about it last year, and it's set to be voted on by the nations and their representatives in May of 2024. And what this does is it gives the World Health Organization the power to declare, if they so deem necessary, that there is a global crisis. It could be a climate crisis, that they're saying the temperatures are getting too high around the earth, or catastrophic events with fires or powerful tornadoes or tsunamis or hurricanes. I can go on and on.
Yeah,
but they will take away your nationalism. You will no longer be a nation state, United States, Britain, France, Australia. You will come under the authority of this constitution through the Global Pandemic Treaty, giving the World Health Organization this power. So do you think for a moment that China is going to sit back and wait till some natural, maybe occurring, a virus comes along or something? They're going to create very likely some type of crisis, be it a virus of some sort again, or the climate crisis, which they're pushing. So it's very dangerous. We'll lose our sovereignty and our freedoms. You'll have to surrender them for the better of the world.
Yeah, and obviously, I don't think there's probably very few people in the United States, at least, that would be down, be okay with that. And I'm sure a lot of other people around the world as well, but especially in the United States, where, you know, we value our freedom. You know, another thing I know you mentioned, you talk about a little bit in your book. Again, the name of the book is "The End Is Now Coming," available on Amazon. Is the dangers or the risks that are associated with this big push that everyone wants to move away from fossil fuels, and the big push for consumers, for businesses, is to go green. And you talk about some of those risks associated with that. Ken, tell us some about that a little bit.
Yeah, this is scary. ESG, environmental social governance, ESG, yeah. Environmental social governance. And they're saying for the good of the planet, Mother Earth, we've got to quit using fossil fuels. They're bad. They're creating too many emissions into the environment. They're warming the atmosphere. They're melting the icebergs. That didn't work. The icebergs, most all of them are still here. They've gone from saying global warming and those cronies now to global climate crisis. So if there's a severe snowstorm, they can say it's climate crisis,
right,
or whatever, yep, whatever comes up. They want to eliminate fossil fuels. Ken, China and India have given lip service to it, and they are now building more coal plants. We're shutting down our coal plants, yep, in America. We're shutting down drilling for natural gas and oil. We have fossil fuels, oil, gas, coal, for hundreds of years, where American can be in energy independent and help, yep, supply the world. China and India right now are building new coal plants and laughing at what we're doing to ourselves.
Well, yeah. And I mean, I know the next direction you're going with that is, think of the competitive disadvantages for the United States and businesses in the United States that are being forced to go. Most often, the green option is a much more expensive option. And moving away from fossil fuels, which is a less expensive option, and then the green, and as, and while two of our biggest global trade competitors are at, like you said, laughing at us and going in completely other, they're doubling down on fossil fuels.
Correct. It's a tragedy, and I speak to business owners right now, Ken. Look at your utility bills, your food costs that are going up because the fuel to transport them is rising. It's just a domino effect. Look at interest rates for you to borrow business loans or to have a line of credit, and what you're having to pay now versus what you used to. There is no free money. This COVID stimulus money that was sent out, and we got a $1,200 check or a $600 check, it seemed like free money from the government. It's your tax dollars. We're in debt because of that, and inflation has more than gobbled up those checks that we got. When fuel's 50% higher, I can just go on and on. My builder friends telling me how much more expensive it is for them to build a home now versus what it was 3-4 years ago. So it's a domino effect, Ken.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, another thing I want to get into, and we've only got about a minute and a half or so left here, but and if we can, we need to, we can continue in the next segment, but. Another thing you talk about is the dangers of a central bank digital currency. What do you mean by that, Ken? What are some of those dangers we should be on the lookout for?
Yeah, so there is a new world order, the NWO. They also call it international order, global reset. They want to control the fuel supply, the money supply, and the food supply. So they want to control the money supply with central bank digital currencies. It sounds so wholesome and good. Hey, in a third world country, a poor person who doesn't have a bank account, they'll be able to access their money by way of their phone, or if the family can go in together and have an inexpensive cell phone or be given one by the government. I travel to these third world countries. I've been in Asia, Africa, South America, poor countries in Europe. Some of these countries are literally taking control of friends of mine, their bank accounts, and they're being told, hey, you can't spend any more money right now, or you can't have any more gifts come in for maybe somebody like my organization, Alms International, because we think it could be money laundering or something illegal, which we'll never do. So they take control of the account. It's very scary.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. Oh man, you just opened a can of worms with me, Ken. we got to hit a break here, but we're going to come back. We'll continue talking with Ken Bailey, almsinternational.com, and also Alms International on Facebook. We'll come back after the break, continue talking with Ken. We're going to talk a little bit more about some of these things that are going on, some of those dangers and risks. And then we're also going to pick Ken's brain, of course. We're going to try to get some answers from him on what are some actions we need to take now to prepare for that.
How would you like to have direct access to Mr. Biz to help you run your business more profitably and more efficiently? At MrBizSolutions.com, you get live access to not only Mr. Biz, but also several of his hand-picked and trusted business experts, each with 20-plus years of experience to help you optimally manage and grow your business. That's just the start of where Mr. Biz Solutions begins. Learn more at MrBizSolutions.com. That's MrBizSolutions.com.
Attention, Mr. Biz Nation. We have an exclusive offer just for you. Get lifetime access to scarcity countdown timers and logic links for only $69. Yes, you heard it right. Only $69. These tools will add urgency to your email campaigns and website pages, helping you increase conversions, sales, and capture more leads. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Visit GetPulseTools.com now and take your business to new heights.
Check out all three of Mr. Biz's best-selling books at MrBizBooks.com. Now, once again, here's Mr. Biz.
All right, welcome back to the show. I want to get into this. I got some more stuff here. So, Ken, first of all, I told you, you got me going there. Some of the stuff you said at the end, because I agree with you. You know, I mentioned this to a friend before, and I this is not an original thought for me. I heard someone else say this, and I mentioned it to a friend who I thought was a pretty open thinker. And he literally looked at me because we know each other very well. And he said, man, you got to get your tinfoil hat off, man. Like you got, and that is the aspect of, and you, so you tell me how tinfoil hat this is. My concern, one of my concerns, and maybe it is a little bit, but you know, this whole push for electric cars,
yes.
Especially the most recent, they're going to ban TikTok and some of these things you have around social media. My concern would be in the future, I don't know, 3, 5, 10 years down the road, when most of us are, you know, driving electric cars or whatever, for example, and let's say I post something on social media that the government doesn't agree with, and they shut off my electricity in my house. And so now I can't fuel my car, can't charge my car. I have no electricity. And so I'm being, you know, suspended, and they can, you know, make up a reason for it. Like you had mentioned, bank accounts getting frozen, saying, oh, well, it might be money laundering. And you're like, because I had this happen to someone that I know as well, that it was absolutely nothing related to it, nothing nefarious, not even like, how can you draw a line and try to get it towards the money? Like, it's just absolutely crazy. So that was my concern. It's like, well, if I say something on social media that someone in power doesn't agree with, potentially, right? All of a sudden, you say a key word online and your power gets cut off for 2 days as a punishment, like, don't do that again, you know, or whatever. Is that complete tinfoil hat, or is there any relevance to that in your opinion?
Absolute truth, Ken. You're spot on. Used to people would say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory, blah, blah, blah. It's absolutely happening as we talk. It's going to happen in the future. They want us to go all EV so they can turn the juice off. They can turn off the electricity to us, and we can't drive. We can't get out of our city or our neighborhood where we live. They want to control us that badly. The New World Order, these globalists, which consist of billionaires, and the driving force behind it is a man that your viewers can check out by the name of Klaus Schwab. And he's the head of the World Economic Forum. There's numerous videos of him speaking on YouTube, or you can go to his website, Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum. They don't hide it anymore. They want to control the world, and they think that they can do it. They can do it better. So you don't want big government. Look what happened with COVID. Some people wanted to take the shots and the vaccine and trusted maybe what was in there, even though it wasn't tested. It was rushed to the market because of the so-called crisis. And there were others that were afraid to take it and didn't want to take it, that were made to take it or lose their job. In the military, doctors, nurses, frontline health workers, I can go on and on, school teachers in places, you name it. And they were forced to take it. I believe that as an American, my health decisions belong to me consulting with my doctor. And I should not be made to take any shot now or in the future or wear a mask if I don't want to. I think a freedom of choice, those that want to do those things, great, do them. Those that don't want to do them should have the freedom to do it. And so, Ken, also coming down the pipe is UN, United Nations Agenda 2030. Your viewers, listeners need to know about it. They hope to, again, to have control by 2030. What can you do? Let's give some action steps.
Yeah.
Accept cash. Do not go cashless at your business. That's what they want you to do. They want you to go to digital currencies, central bank digital currencies, and they can shut it off. If you own a meat place, they're really hammering meat now. Let's say you own a meat business or a grocery store or a butcher shop, a restaurant serving meat. I come in or somebody else comes in, and on my card it says I bought too much meat for the month already. I can't buy meat at your business. They'll stop me, your client, from buying from you. And then they shut in the pandemic, they shut down the schools. They shut down mom and pop businesses and said, you're not essential. Oh, we'll leave Walmart open or this place or that place, but you mom and pops or whatever, you got to shut down. Or the gyms and fitness centers got to shut down. So I could stay on this soapbox for a long time.
Yeah, I was really concerned going the whole vaccination thing. I was really concerned with that because, and again, this is going to be probably a little bit of a controversial statement that some people might not like, but it's how I feel is, and I felt, you know, it's, you know, you had that whole movement of, you know, my body, my choice, which I support. But then with the vaccine, that's thrown out the door somehow, right? That it's your body, your choice, except for this. We're going to tell you what to do on this side. And that's where that really started to turn me sideways on everything. I'm like, wait a minute, that's not consistent, right? We're kind of pushing this, which again, I agree with. So why all of a sudden is this like required? And by the way, if the vaccination is so freaking great and so is it, then why, if you're vaccinated, why do you care if I or someone else isn't? You're not going to catch it from me, right? Because you're vaccinated. It'll be bad for me, not for you. Well, right. That's because it's not the case, right? That was proven. It's absolutely not the case.
Yeah. And so Ken, some other takeaways for your business owners out there, those that have one, that may start one, you have got to have, you need to keep your debt to a minimum. You and I both agree about cash flow, that you've got to have some reserve money in the bank to weather a crisis. What if there is a crisis right before and some shutdowns, lockdowns right before the election this fall, like there were in 2020? Can you weather that storm? Are you ready for that? What if there's rioting that breaks out like we had take place in the fall, summer and fall of 2020 in cities and businesses were burned or harmed or shut down or you know, just all of the stealing that's going on, yeah. You know, all over the place. So can you withstand a crisis or a storm that might be coming? And I believe more wars coming, Ken. We have Ukraine and Russia from a little over two years ago now. Then we've added Hamas and Israel. And that war is bigger than just Hamas. Iran funds Hamas, the Houthis from Yemen, who are shooting rockets and drones missiles at our ships in the Red Sea or at Israel. You have our troops under attack in Iraq and some places where we have a small bases there and presence of troops. Since last fall, there have been over 150 attacks on them. Some of our soldiers have died. Many have been injured. So I think greater wars coming in the future. And how is that going to affect your business? You need to, a smart businessman thinks and ahead and prepares.
For sure. I'm glad you touched on that. The Red Sea, Suez Canal stuff. I'm concerned about the Taiwan Strait as far as global trade. I just heard a statistic that the Taiwan Strait, a little over 50% of the world's global trade goes through the Taiwan Strait every year. If that gets shut, if China shuts that down, what happens, right?
Yeah, correct.
And same thing with what's going on in Suez and Red Sea, yeah.
Yeah, and China's chomping at the bit to take Taiwan. Are we going to stand back like we do with Hong Kong and let them take it? Are we going to defend Taiwan? Iran wants to knock out Israel and take over and form a coalition to go after them. So some possibility of growing war in 2024 and beyond is at our doorstep. Then the final takeaway, just mentioning part of my book is faith-based. Part of it's not. It's written to those who have no interest in faith. And a smart person prepares for their business and what they're doing and possible crisis. But also I want to encourage everyone to prepare for the afterlife. 150,000 people die each day. Where are they going? It's something to think about.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm glad you mentioned that, Ken. Great information from Ken Bailey. Again, almsinternational.com is his nonprofit. We'll put it in the notes as well. Alms International on Facebook as well. Ken, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure, Ken. Thank you so much. All the best.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, thanks for watching. Have a fantastic rest of your week. And don't forget, as always, cash flow is king.
to become part of Mr. Biz Nation, follow him on all social media platforms, or never miss a show by going to MrBizRadio.com. If you prefer free video content, visit the Mr. Biz YouTube channel or check out his streaming channel, which is available on 100-plus streaming platforms at MrBizNetwork.com.